But what I'm going to be talking about tonight, every believer needs. There's not a Christian anywhere in the world that does not need this. I don't have an exact percentage on this, but I know that very few believers ever get this. And when I say they get it, that they ever have this thing. And my estimate on that is maybe 1% of the Christians ever get it. This thing will change your life and your walk with Christ from that day forward. There is absolutely no substitute for it. And it is something that you need to pursue. And it's free. Now what I want you to write down is what you think it is. And we're not going to collect those. I kind of thought about doing that earlier, about collecting them, because I think we would get some very good responses. But let me go back over those clues again. Every believer needs it. Very few believers ever get it. It will change your life. There is no substitute for it. You need to pursue it. And it's absolutely free. Now, as we go through the message, I want you to see how close you were. Because those clues are very, very good clues. And of course, I realize we probably have as many different answers as we have folks in here concerning that. But let's pray before we get into the Word. Father, we come before you. Thank you so much for this privilege to come to Center Point and to worship you. Thank you, Father, for the way we've already been blessed tonight through the songs and through the illustration that Sister Sandy shared with us. I just thank you for your anointing that's upon this church and for the way that you blessed us, and Father, for the way you're going to bless us. I ask that you would speak through me tonight the words that we need to hear, and Father, help us to make a commitment to do what you've told us that we need to do. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to start off tonight by reading in Exodus chapter 3. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. It says, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And God said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." Now, that word holy is a very interesting word. It means consecrated. It means set aside. And God was saying that this was holy ground. Now, what made the ground holy? It was not holy because the ground itself was holy. What made this ground holy was two things. Number one, God was there. His presence was in a very manifested way there. The second thing that made it holy is the fact that God was going to meet with Moses there in a private meeting, and they were going to have a very special time together. Now, folks, I'm going to do more teaching tonight than I am preaching, but what every Christian needs is a burning bush experience. And you need it more than once. Now, I want you to ask yourself before we get into this, ask yourself, have I ever taken the time and the effort to get alone with God for an extended period of time, to move into the presence of God and let Him really speak to my heart? Did you notice where Moses was? It said that he was on the backside of the desert and he came to the mountain of God. You've got to get away from all of the distractions. You have to make sure that you go someplace extra quiet. I guess it's a good way to put it. Moses had an experience here at the burning bush. He actually had an encounter with God that gave him the strength he needed to lead the nation of Israel for the next 40 years. Folks, that is vitally important. I am convinced if Moses had not had this special encounter with God, I don't think he could have carried out the mission that God had told him to carry out. He needed that time with God. That one experience changed his life. There's a young man up at New Sulphur that I've told you about before. His name was Matt. Matt was one of these guys. He really wanted to get committed to the Lord. He came to church. He just really couldn't get past what I'm going to call the breakthrough point. He couldn't commit like he wanted to. Well, he was so desperate for the Lord and so desperate for God to really move in his life. He had a burning bush experience, only his was on Potato Hill. Now, for a place named Potato Hill, you know you got to go way out of your way to get there. And he did. He parked his car, he walked up to Potato Hill, and he wasn't there even all day. He was there for 2 or 3 hours. But Matt came back a changed young man. He had his burning bush experience. First time I heard about this concept, I never heard about it. I said, that's what I need. I need some personal time with God. And folks, I've been studying the Bible at this point now for over 40 years. When I first heard about this, I'd probably been studying it for at least 20 or 25 years. But I had never had anybody tell me, you need to draw away for a while and spend some intimate, quiet time with God over an extended period of time. Well, I couldn't wait till I got the opportunity to do that. And it truly did change my life. And even to this day, I still do this at least once a year. Wish I could work it in twice a year. Sometimes I'm able to do that. But to this day, I still make sure that I get away from time to time where I can block out all of the distractions and just spend some quality time with just me and God. Now, you may say, well, you spend quality time with God every day. Yes, I do. I have personal time with God every single day. I also am around my wife every single day. But guess what? There are times that we go off just to be alone. There's times that we need to get off with God all alone. And I don't mind telling you this. I am way past due for one of my, I call them prayer retreats. I'm way past due for one of my prayer retreats. You may not be able to tell it. I can tell it. It's kind of like when you look down at the gas gauge and the gas gauge says empty. You can feel that you're not where you need to be. And so I'm going to be working on that, making sure that I get in one of those times because they are so vital. They make a huge difference. They make a huge difference in life. They energize me for literally months to come. And then everybody needs one of these. Let me share with you some things that might surprise you. A revival, even as good as they are, is no substitute for your burning bush experience. Going to the National Association, as good as it is not a substitute. The State Association is not a substitute. The minister's retreat that I go to is not a substitute. The men's retreats that I go to, they are not a substitute. There is nothing that can substitute for this. And everybody needs a regular burning bush experience. What does that mean? That means that you need a regular burning bush experience. Time with just you and God. Now, several things on that. Number one, it doesn't have to be a weekend. It doesn't have to be a 2 or 3 day time. If you will remember, I told you about Matt. His was 2 to 3 hours long is all that it was. It doesn't even have to be overnight. Now, the longer you can make it, the better. But start where you can. I am so glad for Matt, and for not only for him, but for the church, and for his life and all the people that he's touched, that he took the time to go have that experience, because it literally changed his life. Now, let me give you some suggestions here. If you're married, ladies, have the husband take the kids and go to the park or go somewhere and tell them to stay gone for 3 to 4 to 5 or 6 hours. And when they do that, you need to put down the to-do list. You need to turn off the TV. You need to forget about the the housework. You need to forget about the laundry. You need to forget about all those things. You need to go into one room. I'm going to call it the clean room, because I know if ladies are in a room that's not clean, you're going to be working on that. So get one room clean. Go in there and lock yourself in there and focus on God. You don't even have to go off anywhere. You can do it in your own home. And guys, we all like to be out in the woods. Go out in the woods. Potato Hill, it's out in the woods. And we've got lots of woods around here. You go to the lake. Go out in the park. Go somewhere. And make sure that you spend quality time with God all alone. To keep our relationship with God strong, you have to have private, undisturbed time with God. We are so busy anymore that we really don't let God speak to us the way that He needs to speak to us and the way that He wants to speak to us. And I find it amazing when you read the Bible, there are times that not only did Jesus go away, but He even told His disciples to draw away for a season. What was He saying? Leave the hustle and bustle, even of the ministry, and go away and refresh yourself in the presence of God. We all need that. So you might be asking, okay, all that sounds great, Brother Greg, but what do you do during your burning bush experience? Or what do you do during your prayer retreats? Well, it's really very simple. There's two basic things that I do. Number one, I go relax in God's presence. Now, what I'm getting ready to tell you is hard work. So when I say I relax, I just go in and I just rid myself of everything, all of the burdens, all of the pressures, everything that it normally tries to press in on me. I refuse to think about those things. And that takes some work, because we're so accustomed to thinking, okay, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. For however long you're there, just relax. The second thing I do is I bask in God's presence. When you go have your prayer retreat or your burning bush experience, where are you? You're on holy ground. You're basking in God's presence. You need to be getting yourself completely open to the Lord. That's part of the relaxing. You need to seek God's face. You do that through times of praise. You do that through times of just being still and knowing that He's God. You do that through times of meditating. You do that through times of prayer. You do that through times of just sitting down and just feasting upon God's Word. So you say, well, how do you know what to do? You let the Spirit of God guide you in what you do. That's why I say you just go relax. And there's times that I literally just sit there in God's presence for, seems like hours. I don't know how long it is, probably 15, 20 minutes. When we're used to being so busy, anytime we sit still, it seems like an eternity. And I tell God, God, I'm not doing anything. But I'm just going to sit here and relax until you tell me what I need to do next. And as I'm sitting there, a verse of scripture may come to mind that I just meditate upon, or a song may come to mind that I start to sing. Or He may give me some scriptures to go read, or He may put somebody upon my heart to pray for. It's just a time where you really let God speak to you. And you could look at it this way. It's a time when you get real before God. We like to fake it sometimes. Well, this is a time when you don't fake it anymore. You just get real. You open up your heart and you say, God, if there's anything wrong in my life, if there's a sin in my life, if there's some sort of rut system I'm stuck in, if you'll show me, I'll confess it before you and we'll get that right. Tell God that you will completely listen to anything and everything that he has to share with you. And folks, again, that's work. Because we really have to actively listen to God. One of the hardest things in the world is when the psalmist said, be still and know that I am God. Now, if you think it's easy for this guy that's ADD, HD, 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 HD to sit still, you're wrong. I have to make myself relax and listen to the Lord. I have to make myself be still before him. Do I do that when I'm normally praying? Yes, I do that when I'm normally praying. But I do it on a deeper, more intimate level when I go off on my prayer retreats. I commune with God at a deeper level. And if I can go for 2 or 3 days, the longer I'm there, the deeper that communion gets, the deeper that intimacy gets. It's just like when you go off with your husband or your wife and you try to relax. Well, we're so busy that it takes us a while to just relax. Diana and I went off, 6 months ago, and I told her, I said, we're going to go do 3 days of absolutely nothing. She looked at me and said, you've got to be kidding. And I said, I know you've never done that before, but we're going to go do 3 days of absolutely nothing. The first day and a half, she was almost climbing the wall. She's like, I got to do something. Well, about the middle of the second day, she started to relax. And on that third day, she learned just to chill. Well, folks, the same way when we get alone with God, we have to learn to relax. Focus on him. Seek his face. And commune with him on a deep spiritual level. And I promise you, it's worth the effort that you have to put into it. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking, well, Brother Greg, all that sounds great, but I don't have the time to do that. And guess what? I'll agree with you. You don't have time. But I also know you can make time for things that are important in your life. I can sit here and name off things that different ones of you do, and you could substitute this for. You could do the same thing with me. We make time for the things that are important, don't we? We can't deny that. You don't have the time, but you can make the time to do this. Now, I'm even going to go as far as to say is if you need to use a personal day from work, if you need to use a vacation day from work, if you need to set aside a Saturday, whatever is necessary for you to get alone with God, you need to do it. I don't care how long we've been a Christian. We need that time with God. And God gives us a promise. He tells us in the book of Hebrews that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And again, if you go back to Moses was in the backside of the desert. And even from there, he went to the mountain of God. So he had to be diligent. And then when he got up there, he really had a choice. He saw the bush burning. And the Bible tells us he made a choice. He made a decision to turn to go see what was going on at the bush. He could have walked right on by. And his life would have never been any different. But I'm glad that he turned to go see what was going on. Folks, we have a decision. You can either decide to do this or you can decide not to do it. If you do it, your life will never be the same. And if you don't do it, your life will go on just like it's always been, and that may be okay with you. But I can promise you this, if you ever take one of these burning bush experiences or a prayer retreat or whatever you want to call it, you'll make sure that you get them on a regular basis because they are that life-changing. There's really no other word there that we can use to explain it. And I realize tonight that this is a message that you really don't even necessarily need to come to the altar for, but you might have a need in your life, and I don't ever want to close the service without giving someone the opportunity to come if they have a need. But I exhort you to go home tonight, get out your calendar, and say, okay, I may not be able to go for a 2 or 3 day extended stay, but next Saturday from 1 to 5, I can work that in. And that's a good place to start. But again, when you set that time aside, make sure that you set everything else aside. Turn the TV off, turn your cell phones off, turn everything off to be with God. Let's stand and let's pray. Father, I thank you so much that in your word you tell us that you want to have a very deep, intimate, personal relationship with us. And God, I realize in this world that we're in that it moves so fast, the pace is so overwhelming, that we, at times, even if we have our personal devotion with you in every morning, we still don't give you the quality time that you deserve and that we need. Father, I just pray that you speak to our hearts tonight, that we would make a quality decision, that we're going to do just like Moses, and that we're going to turn aside, and that we're going to move over into your presence, and we're going to step upon the holy ground, and we're going to set aside that time to be in your presence. And God, I pray as those that make that decision to do so, that you would bless them for doing that. Father, I pray that you would give them truly a life-changing experience. They may not feel the goosebumps, and they may not even really feel all that different when they leave. But as they go on living their life, they're going to look back and say, wow, I got so much power from that one event. So God, I just pray that you'd bless them in a very special way. And your word tells us that you will when we diligently seek you, that you will reward us. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.